an ectoplasmic figure captured on camera, a dead alien in an icebox, a petition to pardon witches, and an airliner has a fender bender with a UFO. All this and more in this edition of The Week in Weird.
Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to another edition of The Week in Weird, the news show that brings you the strangest paranormal stories of the last week. You can get the full scoop on all these stories and more by visiting whofortedblog.com. And now, for the news.
Does the ghost of a condemned witch still haunt the prison where she was held? The current owners think so, and you might too once you get a look at the strange images that were captured there this weekend. The images appear to show the ectoplasmic outlines of a humanoid figure slinking around the historical landmark known as the Cage, a property previously used to imprison those accused of witchcraft. According to Vanessa Mitchell, current owner of the building, the two images were snapped without manipulation by spirit photographer Ron Bowers in a room full of onlookers. At one time, the Cage served as the village prison for all criminals in St. Osyth, but it's best known as the place that held infamous witch Ursula Kemp. Did Ron Bowers capture the restless spirit of Ursula Kemp on his digital camera? Check out the images on whofortedblog.com and let us know what you think.
It seems the rubber suit has struck again. Only this time it's not a Bigfoot in an icebox, it was an alien in the deep freeze. Just a few days ago, a Chinese man by the name of Li Kai took to Sino Weibo, the Chinese Facebook equivalent, to post pictures of what he claimed was the body of an extraterrestrial stored in his freezer. Kai claimed to have found the body tangled in a high-voltage rabbit trap he'd set out earlier. Kai told local police he had been following a string of UFO sightings along the Yellow River when the ship carrying his now infamous body collided with the trap, subsequently electrocuting the extraterrestrial inside. Images of the strange creature have been raising eyebrows, but neither police nor critics have been buying Kai's story about a spaceship crash.
Li's story became an internet hit and came to the attention of the police, who Li had tried contacting 3 months earlier. After interrogation from the authorities, Li admitted that it was all a hoax and that he had assembled the body from wire ropes, bone glue and antholucin. Apparently, he drew his inspiration from the Simon Pegg film Paul and just wanted to make more people believe in aliens. It's still disputed whether or not UFOs and aliens exist, but we believe they do. We want to expand our group and make more people believe that aliens do exist. Li was charged with fabricating lies and disrupting normal social order and detained for 5 days. Now he's the one who needs to phone home.
Of course, most paranormalists following Li Kai's story knew it was a load of crap because it seemed to borrow all the elements of the infamous Georgia Bigfoot hoax. Guys, Monsters in the Freezer is so 2008.
A new campaign to right the wrongs of British witch hunts is gaining support from government officials, and you can help too. British MP Ben Bradshaw has shown his support to posthumously pardon the last 3 women to be hanged for witchcraft in England, an act he says is a stain on British history. The witches of Bideford, otherwise known as Temperance Lloyd, Susanna Edwards, and Mary Trembles, were hanged to death on August 25, 1682, after having been accused of performing acts of witchcraft against members of the town. Like most cases of witchcraft during that time period, the testimony was paranoid, suspicious, and mostly ridiculous. But now, an online petition created by Christine Nash is hoping to gain enough signatures to pardon the women of their grievous charges. They were innocent, Nash told BBC News. The law no longer exists. You have to be innocent to be pardoned. Quite clearly, they were not witches. They certainly did not do any of the things they were accused of, one of which was turning into a magpie. If you're from the UK and you want to help the campaign to pardon the witches of Bideford, check the show notes for the petition address.
A Chinese flight was cut short earlier this week when the passenger aircraft had a high-altitude collision with an unknown object, grounding the plane and putting a heck of a dent in the hood. So, did a commercial airline have a fender bender with a UFO? On June 4th, Air China flight CA4307 took off toward Guangzhou, but just 40 minutes later, a mid-air collision with a mysterious foreign object resulted in worsened performance and sent the flight back to its departure point. When the aircraft landed and the passengers were safely escorted off, maintenance crews noticed a huge dent in the nose of the plane, prompting an internal investigation into the incident that remains ongoing. The plane did hit something, and whatever it is has some shiny new white pinstripes. So, what could it have been? Did the plane hit a secret government drone, a wayward piece of falling space junk, a meteor? Or did they genuinely have an encounter with an unidentified flying object? Let us know what you think. That's it for this edition of The Week in Weird. You can catch the full scoop on these stories and more every day at whofortedblog.com. We'll be back next week with another wrap-up of the weirdest news of the week. And until then, I'm Greg Newkirk. Stay weird.